This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. You are listening to 7-5 Radio. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. We are recording this, and I'm trying to do a live stream on Facebook at this time, which is obviously failing. We tried this last week and it failed once again. Other than that, how are we doing, Walter?
Oh man, it's pretty good. It's going on pretty good. Weather is good down here in the Southern Tennessee radio studios. We haven't had rain in like, I don't know, 8-9 days, and that's been great. It's been in the 80s. I got food on the table, coffee in my cup. Life don't get much better, man.
Yeah, I too have coffee in my cup too. I guess this is a birds of a feather thing together. But anyways, let's get down to brass tacks. First, the good news. There was no officers murdered in line of duty this past week in the continental United States. So, I guess they're taking our word. They're being safe out there. Let's be safe. Let's stay safe. Let's go home at the end of the night. So that's outstanding. However, let's go to the news in the safest big city in America, our former home known as the city of New York. First of all, police responded to a fire in the Bronx. There's a two-alarm fire at an apartment building on the Grand Concourse, and police were called for crowd control, obviously, because there's a two-alarm fire. It was a big building. Police were called to keep the people back. So they were, as more units were being called on the Grand Concourse, the tenants were getting antsy for whatever reason and started fighting with the cops. So, you know, here you have people, first responders from the fire department and the police department there to help you and keep you safe, and you want to go fight with the cops. Way to go, citizens of the Grand Concourse. Also, in Monday in Brooklyn, cops were chasing some perp, decided to open fire on a cop. Some of it was caught on tape. So they must have called it 10-13, because then there's a video clip from WPIX in New York of cops getting into a firefight. It sounded like automatic weapons fire. But fortunately, the perp did not make it, saved the taxpayers lots and lots of money. And so New York's finest get to live another day. But anyways, Walt, that's some good news. You got anything else before we get to our first story?
No, not really. Not much going on down here in these parts in the Southeast, except Hurricane Dorian. And I'm sure we'll run across that story in a little bit. But no, I don't have nothing to add.
That's gonna be our first story.
Okay. Rock and roll.
I call this fighting for survival, because recently the United States suffered through a logistical nightmare where lines were long, supplies, patience, and tempers were getting shorter and shorter, fistfights were breaking out, employees at these businesses were getting attacked, and the media was in overdrive covering the story. Meanwhile, Florida dodged a bullet as Hurricane Dorian went up the eastern seaboard. The first example was about Popeye's chicken sandwich. People were losing their minds over a chicken sandwich from a fast food chain. Now, granted, this is a new product, but this being America, chicken sandwiches are sold at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and just about any other local restaurant. But people had to chimp out and go hog wild over a chicken sandwich. If you look at the pictures of the sandwich itself, or sandwich, as our friend JB Gunner says, it does not look that appealing or appetizing. But people, of course, broke out their phones instead of filming these fights breaking out in these Popeyes restaurants instead of calling 911. And
you know, I did almost 6 years in prison. You know, that's a lot of chicken sandwiches in the joint. Let me tell you something. That crap was not appealing visually either. But these idiots fought over this garbage, man. It is so stupid. So they must have done time. These people fighting over this chicken sandwich. But, you know. Go ahead. Continue, my friend. Go ahead. Continue.
But these people are, anyways, Popeyes is probably the most, the third most ghetto fast food chain in America behind Church's Fried Chicken and White Castle. And believe me, I love White Castle. But you know a ghetto fast food joint when they have no healthy options. I mean, have you ever gone to a Popeyes and see a salad on the menu? But another thing about these people at Popeyes lining up for a chicken sandwich. You don't see them line up at Home Depot at 5 a.m. looking for work. You don't see these people at the unemployment office looking for work or at job fairs looking for work. But you did see these type of people outside the New Orleans Convention Center in 2005 waiting for the government to help them as their city just fell apart behind them. And they're the same people that was tearing it up in the first place. This is what I call the entitlement generation. But if you go on our website for the second story, you see a YouTube clip I pulled from JB Gunner. Go to the 13-minute mark, and you see these people chimping out. Well, what do you have to add to this story of fighting for survival for a chicken sandwich?
You know, like I said before, it's, you know, you're in the hood. I don't see anybody fighting over a Big Mac or, you know, anything like that because, you know, they never run out of Big Macs. You know, never, ever. Chicken, you know, it's got to be the second most populous food on the face of this earth walking around on two legs. So, you know, how do you run out of chicken? You know, I'm guessing that they're running out of bread. I'm guessing they ran out of bread and they didn't want to serve them as chicken fingers or you know, chicken slits, whatever they call that stuff.
Chicken tenders.
It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And, you know, the lady that's up on Popeyes was at Louisiana Fried, you know, you know, she needs to start making, you know, personal appearances, you know, at these places in the hood and bring a truck with the chicken sandwiches in them or sandwiches, as you say, and just throw them out. And you'll watch more riots fighting over stuff when there is sandwiches there. So it doesn't matter. Some people just need a reason to have a reason to have a reason to be stupid. It wouldn't surprise me if there's going to be a lawsuit behind this somewhere. Some civil rights attorney is going to sue the Popeyes franchise for false advertising.
Well, we're coming on our first break. We'll talk a little bit more Popeyes.
Try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio and live streaming on Facebook. Right now we have three fans in the Facebook page. Or a live stream. Of course, one of those Mike Garen, so he don't really count. But anyways, back to Popeyes. What's really funny, Walt, is Popeyes opened in 1972. The owner, the man who came up the Popeyes franchise, the Popeyes restaurants, so forth, named the restaurant not after the character Popeye the Sailor Man from comic books and cartoons, but from the character from 1971's movie The French Connection, starring Gene Hackman, Popeye Doyle, because he felt that Gene Hackman's character Doyle, which is based on the life of Detective Eddie Egan, was tough as nails, didn't put up any Bravo Sierra, and so on and so forth. So a fast food chain named after a character in a movie based on a real life police officer is a home of violence. So that's one of those things from how does this grab you scenarios.
Not to jump off of topic, but the character that Gene Hackman played, I used to call him Uncle Ed. He was Eddie Egan was in the Paris Island with my father. Back in the 40s, they were in the same platoon together, and they've been friends over the years. And I used to call him Uncle Ed. And, I never know who the hell he was until after the French Connection come out. So see, I got something in everything.
You got a connection to the French Connection, which is one of my favorite.
Yes. One of the favorite car chases of all time, man.
Right. And here's another little tidbit.
Okay.
The man who drove most of the car chases, besides Hackman, was a man named Bill Hickman. Bill Hickman was the man who also drove the Dodge Charger in the car chase in the movie Bullet, which is another one of my favorite movies. And Hickman was the one who drove the 1973 Pontiac Catalina in the Roy Scheider movie, The Seven Ups, which was produced by the same guy who did Bullet and was also the same stunt coordinator. So, okay. You know, just a little bit of tidbit. So anyways, if you watch any of those three car chases, that was no editing, nothing from Fast and Furious. Just, you know, you got these regular stock cars, more or less, driving 90 miles an hour through the streets of New York and San Francisco, driven by one Bill Hickman. And anyways, if you watch Bullet and The Seven Ups, you see the passenger in both those cars holding on for dear life. Now, remember, the 73 Catalina was a long as a boat. And it had nothing special, just stock tires, stock brakes, stock suspension. And Hickman was driving through the streets of Manhattan Island at 90-plus miles an hour. So that's a little tidbit. But anyways, moving right along, this next story really caught my eye. I call it Hollywood Hates Children. A couple of days ago, angry black comedian Paul Mooney was alleged to have sexually abused Richard Pryor Jr., son of his friend and fellow comedian Richard Pryor. Pryor's former bodyguard said that the Pryor Sr. found out what happened between Mooney and his son and wanted Mooney dead. But then recently, when asked by a paparazzo that would later sell the footage to TMZ, Pryor Jr. said that it happened years ago. He's a little kid, and he's not going to say anything further, which, you know, makes me believe that something did happen. But the younger Pryor just wants to go on with his life. But anyways, rumors also have come out that both Mooney and Pryor Sr. Are gay or were gay, and supposedly Pryor had an affair with Marlon Brando himself. And a whole bunch of other things came out, including Quincy Jones wanted to have an affair with Tupac Shakur, the dead rapper. But you know what? I really don't care about what these adult men do in their off time. I have no interest in having anything to do with them myself, because I like chicks. But my concern is the ever-growing list of people in Hollywood who sexually abuse children. And you know, we can thank the 1960s sexual revolution. If it feels good, why don't we do it on the road, doing it all night long, so on and so forth. If you remember the 1970s, film director Roman Polanski sexually abused a 13-year-old girl. Then upon being arrested, he escaped justice by going to Europe. And, of course, Hollywood would go to Polanski to make movies and make excuses, including Harrison Ford. Then you had 80s heartthrobs Corey Feldman and Corey Haim said that they were sexually abused. Haim eventually died of a drug overdose, and his friend Corey Feldman said his friend turned to drugs to hide the pain and the shame. And they have pop stars Michael Jackson and Robert Kelly, or R. Kelly, messing around with kids. Robert Kelly married this other pop singer, Aaliyah, when she was just 15 years old. Kelly's handlers went to the courthouse and said that this girl was actually 18. But you know what? The parents of these victims also deserve blame, because if you have a child, you know, teenager, preteen, toddler, whatever, and you're letting these celebrities hang around your children, you know, you're just nothing but a pimp, because you're looking for a payday. So shame on you. So thankfully, my kids will never, ever be in the entertainment industry. But anyways, you also have other people, including movie director Bryan Singer. He's been accused by at least four men of sexually abusing them when they were kids. And we also know about actor director Woody Allen and his sick relationship with adopted stepdaughter Suni Previn. Now, with her whole experience into love and romance, relationships, so on and so forth, came from her stepfather, who's this nebbish little Jew. But I hope Woody Allen has a ton of money and she gets all of it when he dies, and hopefully sooner than later, because I, for one, never liked Woody Allen. Other men accused of sexually abusing children in Hollywood include Garth Ancier, Gary Goodard, child agent Martin Weiss, actor Jeffrey Jones, director Victor Silva, Brian Peck, who I think is a producer, director Stephen Marshall, and director Bob Villard. Also, 60s musician Gary Glitter and rapper from the 80s, African Bambaataa, have been known to also sexually abuse boys. I mean, we're talking Hollywood, or are we talking about the Catholic Church? And you then know, you have that... go ahead.
Well, funny thing about Gary Glitter, you know, the NBA constantly promotes this freaking convicted pedophile. That guitar solo that they play during a timeout or, you know, going into the fourth quarter, it's everybody knows it. It's a guitar solo. And that's Gary Glitter playing that. All right? Now, you got Kate Smith that used to sing the national anthem, or the Yankee Stadium used to play Kate Smith's rendition of the national anthem, and they stopped
God Bless America.
Kate Smith because, right, yeah, God Bless America, because she recorded some off-color or currently off considered to be off-color songs about darkies and cotton picking way back in the freaking 40s. So I just want to say that the NBA needs to step up and get rid of that freaking guitar solo. I mean, everybody goes crazy when they hear it, but do they know that it's being played by a convicted pedophile? Take us out, will you, my friend?
All right. We're going to continue with the Hollywood DC sex abuse cabal. We're being led out by four guys who have not touched children. Take away Ray Manzarek. We'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Taliban suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, today's killed a U.S. service member and at least 10 civilians in a busy area near the U.S. embassy. It's the second such attack there this week. The U.S. soldier, the fourth U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. Just yesterday, President Trump indicated that talks with the Taliban continue and a peace deal could be close.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
Now off the coast of South Carolina with 115-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is expected to move closer to shore later today as it moves up to North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. It could make landfall somewhere in North Carolina. Coastal sections could see about 15 to 20 inches of rain and 8 feet of storm surge. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Private payrolls growing a lot more last month than analysts expected. This morning's report from ADP and Moody's Analytics showing around 195,000 private sector jobs created, well above the 140,000 that Wall Street was expecting. A town hall focusing on one issue, climate change, held last night. 10 Democratic candidates take part in it, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I see this is our moment. Make that investment in science. Make that investment in research and development.
Frontrunner Joe Biden.
Plans are great, but executing on those plans is a very different thing. It is the existential threat of not this generation, but the whole world.
The town hall sponsored by CNN. Automakers are now promising to add a reminder system by 2025 to nearly all new U.S. vehicles to prevent kids from dying in hot cars. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Back on 7-5 Radio. We still have one person in the chat room, live feed on Facebook. Of course, that is our not-so-sexy intern, Mike Guerin. Mike Guerin also has a channel on YouTube. I forgot the name of it, but I think it's called Not So Sexy Intern Channel. But anyways, let's get back to something more serious. We're talking about the sex abuse in Hollywood. We got done with a whole bunch of men that was involved in abusing, sexually abusing children, mostly males. Then you also have the recent sex cult, which involved actress Allison Mack and one of the girls from the Brofman fortune that was involved in the sex cult slash sex trafficking outfit that would lure girls into more or less sex trafficking. And, of course, not much was said about that because, again, look at the players. NBC is owned by Comcast Universal. Fox is owned by 20th Century Fox. Also, ABC is owned by Disney. CBS is owned by Paramount Viacom. CNN is owned by Warner Brothers. So, you know, put two and two together. They're gonna. You think they're gonna come out with the talk about the people they have under contracts making movies for the studios? No, I don't think so. Anyways, looks like something happened. Hey, Walt, you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, my man.
Okay,
right here.
All right. Look like. All right, now something. I just wanted to make sure because something went screwy on my my computer. But anyways, Washington D.C. is no stranger to child sex abuse. In the 1980s, you had the Franklin cover up, where these kids from Nebraska were coming into D.C. Being victimized. And then you recently have Pizzagate, which involves Comet Ping Pong pizzeria owner James Alfontis. And also you have the Podesta brothers. James Alfontis, he was not convicted of anything, but if you go into his restaurant, you see some very weird paintings on the wall. And in terms of the Podesta brothers, who are, including John, who was the campaign manager of Hillary Clinton, he was emailing people about having pizza for an hour. I mean, who says, oh, we're going to go somewhere, go eat like a hot dog for 30 minutes. No, we'll meet at this time and location, have something to eat and just carry and do whatever else. But he was talking about having pizza for an hour. When you say having pizza has been rumored to be code words for having sex with children. Once again, John Podesta was not convicted of anything, but it's the leaked emails that came on WikiLeaks looked very, very, very suspicious. I mean, Walt, have I ever said to you, hey, Walt, let's go meet up somewhere and have pizza for an hour, or have let's have a beer for an hour?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's self-explanatory. I believe you got one freak talking to another freak, and they got their own code words and phrases. Right. So yeah, it's quite suspicious. It's quite suspicious. I agree.
Right, and then you have Tony Podesta, who's also in Washington Insider. He has different paintings of children all over his house, and he has toys next to his bed, even though he does not have any children or grandchildren. And then there's our friend Jeffrey Epstein. He brought Hollywood and the politicians together to his various places in the Virgin Islands, Florida, and on Manhattan Island to have whatever it is that he did. Rumors say that his places were wired for sight and sound, so he might have been an intelligent asset for CIA and or Mossad. Then our buddy Bill Clinton, who's both a friend of D.C. and Hollywood, took flights on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express at least 26 times. Then Epstein dies under mysterious circumstances, or what I like to call Arkansas suicide. I got that from a buddy, Gary Byrne. But this leads us back to Mooney. Paul Mooney has issues. I do believe he sexually assaulted an underage Richard Pryor Jr. And also, I do believe he is gay, despite the fact he does have children. Also, I believe Paul Mooney hates white people, despite being dating actress Lori Petty back in the day. But for Mooney, every comedy routine he's done for the past 40 years, he always dumps on white people. But you know what? That's his business. That's why he puts food on his table. That's fine. But don't call Mooney an icon while you got people like you call people like James Edwards racist when he simply points out the truth. And add to the fact Mooney has accused everybody for the past 40 years of ripping him off. Saturday Night Live, In Living Color, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, you name it, they ripped him off. Well, I accuse Paul Mooney of ripping off Slappy White, Red Fox, and Flip Wilson. And the $64,000 question is, why has there not been more arrests with this this issue? Because simply, DC has the power to shut everybody up, just ask Jeffrey Epstein. And Hollywood has the money to pay people off, either by direct cash payments, or they have money to buy the best lawyers on the planet. Just look at O.J. Simpson. And again, since you have big media owning the news stations, they're not going to mention anything about their stars doing or their staff doing things they shouldn't be doing with children. Walter, do you have anything to add to the fact to this, you know, sad story?
You know, it's sad all the way around. You know, it's sad that these people walk the face of the earth, and it's even worse when these people that walk the face of the earth take advantage of, you know, our kids growing up, somebody that wants to be a movie star, somebody that wants to be in film. You know, even extras, I'm sure, can come up and tell some stories about abuse and taking advantage of position like Weinstein. You know, he I don't understand why he hasn't committed Arkansas suicide either. That's kind of suspicious also. He must be in a real safe place right now in prison, in jail. Other than that, no, I don't have anything to add. You know, you covered a lot of it. You know, just people just got to realize that, you know, you don't have to be put in that position. You know, you can tell somebody and get it squared away, get it straightened out fast. Just horrible. I watched Netflix documentary. It's called The Keepers, about a nun that was murdered in 1969. And supposedly the nun was murdered to cover up priests at the Catholic school abusing boys and girls. So watch The Keepers and watch how difficult it is later in life, except if you're a celebrity or somebody accusing a celebrity, how you need to report it right away if something's happening to you, and let your parents or your somebody who loves you take care of it. Let's move on. It bothers me. Let's move on.
Right. And one thing about Weinstein is that all the people accused him were over the age of consent. Another thing about Weinstein, as far as we know, he did not give anybody any quaaludes, unlike one Bill Cosby. So, anyways, you notice when Bill Cosby, he's been left of center for all these years. Then once he got older in life and he said, you know what, black men need to pull up their pants, get a job, and stop having babies. Then, then all of a sudden here comes the all the women accusing Bill Cosby. But, you know, Bill Cosby got his. And so, you know, hopefully these people get theirs too. Anyways, before we go to our last commercial break, last night on CNN, they spent about 7 hours, spending talking about climate change. Of course, it's all the Democrat political candidates. And Joe Biden, if you look, it looked like somebody socked him in his left eye. His left eye was all red and stuff. It looked like a James Bond villain. But these people talked about climate change for 7 hours. Now, mind you, these Democrats have numerous houses. They fly on private jets campaigning. Since they're campaigning, they're burning thousands of pounds of fuel flying all over the country, fundraising. And we'll be right back. We're going to open the mailbag, which should be fun. Walt, do me a favor. Go get that mailbag and get the dozens of letters I've received from our fans.
I get it.
All right, we'll be right back.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we are back. We're still live streaming with Big Mike Guerin on the only viewer. But anyways, Mike Guerin's channel on YouTube is Big Mike's Radio and Racing Show. That's Big Mike's Radio and Racing Show. He will be at the home track this Saturday, which is the I-75 Raceway. And this year, this Saturday will be the 2019 Fan Appreciation Night. $5 to get in. That's just $5. Also, our sponsor card, Jeff Jackson, will be there. And Big Mike will have 75 swag to give away. Also, September the 14th, not this upcoming Saturday, but the next one, Topless Outlaws will be at the 411 Motor Speedway. And Big Mike will be giving away the $50 to the best-looking hot rod, courtesy of 75radio.org. But anyways, Walt, in terms of the live stream, well, we have to go. I'll have to find another outlet since I have up to 48 error messages from Facebook. But anyways, Mike, well, you got the mailbag open.
Yeah, the mailbag is open. We have a question from Jim the Italian Stallion in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He's, hey, whatever happened to that good-looking Italian co-host from Red 42? I suspect he's referring to Mr. Lancia. And you would probably know the most about what Jim is up to these days.
Well, that sounds like a letter from Jim himself. But anyways, Italian Stallion, Mr. Lancia is M.I.A., we haven't seen hide nor hair with him. We did call him the next Ted Kaczynski since he loved living away from people in very isolated places by himself. So if you see a big Italian guy riding a bicycle living in a one room shack, say hi to Mr. Lancia. But anyways, if anybody knows where Jim is, tell him to give us a call, please. I mean, pretty soon we're going to see put his picture on the back of milk cartons. What we got next?
He knows when we record, man. He should just call in and get on, you know. He knows when we
record. And I reached out to him and Jay when we took a break. But anyways, I don't know, maybe living together. Who knows? But if anybody sees Jim Lancia, yeah, please have him give Liberty News Radio a call. We miss it. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything? What's next, Walt?
Well, we got a fan of myself. It's hey Walter, I just want to say that you're a great host. I love 75 Radio, and I love it when you and you alone host it. Scoop sounds like he has you know what in his mouth, and that's when he always talks. So that is from somebody that calls himself. Was somebody that called him the Ukrainian love machine in Eastern Tennessee. That sounds like it came from middle of Chattanooga to some of my Ukrainian fans over here.
The Ukrainian love machine from Eastern Tennessee.
Yeah, that's cute.
I smell ringers.
I don't know about that. Well, you know, you never know. Hey.
But
the machine's got a few rusty parts these days, but yeah, okay. I'll take it.
Okay. Just like that, 68 fastback and bullet. It's still, it's got a couple of rusty parts, but it still goes like hell, right?
Yeah. Only, you know, there's not all that much gas in the tank these days. Moving right along. Hey, Walton Scoop, I'm looking for a sponsor for my big wheel race car. That's from Little Timmy in Eastern Tennessee. I suspect he's looking for a sticker. He's looking for a sticker. So we'll talk to Little Timmy.
Or what?
Go ahead.
Walt. Or Timmy could be looking for some money from us. One thing I noticed once we sponsored became a sponsor of 75 Racing, Topless Outlaw, right?
Outlaw.
Well,
right.
we're 75 Racing too, but once we became a sponsor of Topless Outlaw Racing. And we sponsored Jeff Jackson. Our not-so-sexy intern said that they've been coming out of the woodwork, people asking for sponsorships. Well, you know, I already talked to Mike Robinson from Topless Outlaw. We're going to go ahead for the next season, become a sponsor for them. And more likely than not, we're going to be a sponsor for Jeff Jackson because, you know, unlike everything else, like me, you, and Big Mike touch, what he touches doesn't turn to crap.
Right.
So, but from what I heard from you and Mike, that, you know, Jeff is a very upstanding young man. He's a good guy. He's got family values. His parents are good. I've heard nothing but good things about Jeff. So hopefully we can continue working with Jeff. Hopefully change the number on the side of the car, and then hopefully he gets picked up for he can race in Topless Outlaw and hopefully NASCAR.
I hope so. Never know. You know, you can always say we would all win. And
right,
yeah, Jeff's a nice young fella. So, and his folks are behind him 150%. All right, we got a couple of more here in the mail love bag over here. Okay, well, this is for you, Scoop. And I'm sure you can guess who wrote this one. Scoop, you're an embarrassment to your family, to your friends, the show, and the human race. You're a bad father, bad husband, and even worse, radio co-host. That's from two important people in your life. It's signed Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad must have some experience with you, huh?
Right.
Did they find your wife to get you out of the house or what?
I don't know, but when we got married, my mom told my wife, he's all yours. Thank God. But anyways, but Mom, please, if you're writing it, you know, stay off the bottle. Dad, if you're the one that wrote the email, you know, take your pills. I mean, come on, folks. Mom and Dad.
Okay, I can see where that's going. We'll have to get Mom and Dad on the show and give us an overview on what it was like to live with Mr. Scoop for, what, 25 years before they kicked you out? 22 years?
25.
Something like that.
How old was I? I was 20 years. But, see, that's the difference between us and everybody else. I mean, I left at 20. How old were you when you left the house?
19.
You were 19. And, you know, we went out there, try to make our mark, get an education, be productive members of society. Meanwhile, you got these snowflakes and Tifa members, they're in their mid-30s, early 40s, still living at home. But do we have any other?
We got one more. It says, Mr. Stanton, that's you. Mr. Stanton, this is a friendly reminder that your Verizon bill is overdue with the balance of $262.52. Please remit payment as soon as possible. So you might want to take care of that before you take your kids out to lunch. this way you can call somebody and tell them that your kids are hungry.
Well, I wish Verizon would not use the show email to remind me to settle my debts. But anyways, I'm going to get rid of Verizon as soon as I can. I've been a customer for how long, and they give me some of these nasty grams every month. Every month I get it.
Nasty asking for what you owe them. I mean, you know, hey.
Well, you don't put it on the business email address to say, hey, please remit payment again. You know, that's, you know, man's got bills, but. Anyways, for everybody else that would like to email us a legitimate email, the email address is 75radioshow. That's the number 75radioshow@gmail.com. That's the number 75radioshow@gmail.com. If you want to Twitter us, we're at 75_show. That's the number 75_show. Also, on Facebook, we're at the 75/75 radio
news and updates.
News and updates. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Also, Yeah, if you see us at I-75 Raceway, 411, or out and about, just come up, say hi, because, I mean, we love you all as much as you love us, and we wouldn't be here because of you. Walt, you got anything in the last couple seconds?
Everybody just be safe and enjoy, man. Prayers out to the people down suffering from Dorian.
Right, and once again, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. So long, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.